Okay, this is Lauren Jubilier from beautiful North Carolina, where spring has sprung very rapidly. I was noticing that just like 2 weeks ago, my little kale in my planters were these puny little sad little kale plants. They did make it through the winter, but they weren't very vibrant. And like now they're just going crazy. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say that is because we're moving into the sun has moved into Aries. And Venus is going to be moving into Aries. And so the sun moved from Pisces to Aries, as it does every spring. And Venus is moving into Aries. And the new moon's going to be in Aries. So there's like this Aries, and actually Mercury right now is in Aries. So there's this sort of Aries extravaganza. And of course Uranus. So there's many planets in Aries are about to move into Aries. So the energy radically shifts. And Aries is an energy that has to do with rapid expansion, rapid growth, like the season that it occupies. All of a sudden the leaves are on the trees, the flowers are blooming. Aries is this fiery, willful, dynamic, courageous, impatient, exuberant, very quick moving energy that we're moving into, and we're moving out of this very mystical, this very connected, this very emotional month of March, where we had the eclipse and we had the nodes conjunct. I don't want to go back into it, because you can just go to my website and listen to it. Because what happened in March, some of the shifts and changes that happened within us, they're still working us. It's not just something that happens and then you're done and you're moving into the next thing. Although Aries would like it to be that way. We're done with that. We're moving on. We're integrating, but we're moving into a very different energetic of, Aries is like lighter fluid that ignites processes. So I want to talk to you about some of the highlights for this month. And one of the highlights is that three planets are going to be moving retrograde. And I wanted to explain that to you in case you don't know what that is. So imagine that there are two cars on the road, and one is going, 70 miles an hour, and one is going 50 miles an hour. And then the car that's going 50 miles an hour starts to move up to 75 miles an hour, and it comes right up to the other car, and then it goes in front of it. So from that car's perspective, the car that's always been going 70 miles an hour appears to be going backwards, but it's not. Planets don't move backwards. It's just from the perspective of Earth and the way where we are in our orbit, they appear to move backwards from our perspective. But the issue is that when a planet is in retrograde, their energetic, how they're imprinting on us, really changes. So there are three personal planets that go retrograde. One is Mercury, and it happens three times a year. It's going to happen at the end of this month. I have it written down. It happens April 28th through May 23rd. One is Venus. Venus goes retrograde about every year and a half, and Venus is not going retrograde this month. Mars goes retrograde every 2 years. And on April 17th, Mars goes retrograde for about 80 days until June 29th. And that's what I want to talk to you about. Because it's a big shift in energy that's going to happen sort of towards the end of April through May and through June. And I wanted to share with you how you can work with it. But before I do that, I want to talk to you about what the energetics are up until that point, where we have two interesting dynamics happening this month. One is April 6th through April 9th. And then one is April 19th to April 22nd. And April 6th to April 9th, we've got the Aries new moon happening on April 7th. We've got the sun in Aries squaring Pluto, and you don't have to understand the astrobabble. I'll make it understandable after I give you. I just think it's important to name it. And we've got the sun conjunct Aries in Uranus in Aries. Through April 6th through April 9th, which is just a really intensive push. So the sun being conjunct Uranus adds radical revolutionary energy that we've already been in. We've already been in for many years. Unpredictable changes, surges of the desire for freedom, surprises. You know, Uranus raises our consciousness and it awakens us. And we also have the sun squaring Pluto. So just in the beginning of the month, the first week of April, what we've got is this really dynamic activation of the Pluto-Uranus square that we've been in, you know, for a number of years. So what's happening is that Pluto continues to bring up our fears, to call up the shadow of the existing structures, including our own unconscious structures, the belief systems and that create our lives. But also, you know, you see it. There's no way that it can be avoided that we're seeing what's happening in our world is the shadow is manifesting. And it's being called up and it's being named. And it's really almost humorous, but it's not funny at the same time. It's everything's being unmasked at this time. And at the same time, this energy to awaken us to our soul, our purpose, our possibility for creating regenerative changes to make our lives be more in alignment with what our soul originally desired for us, including the soul of the earth, including sort of the highest vision for our culture, starts to get called in with Uranus. And so we have these, was that clear? Okay. So that's being really activated the first week of the month. And what I want to just remind you is that as our consciousness rises and the energy expands, the fear also expands at the same time. And it's just really important to hold that and to just be present with this. And then right around Passover weekend, we have Venus, in Aries, that has moved into Aries in the beginning of the month, squaring Pluto and being conjunct Uranus. So then we have another hit of this. So it's like bookended. I would say throughout the month, it's just this really strong ignition and activation of these energies. And then what you have happening is Mars beginning to go retrograde, starting April 17th. And that's what I really want to spend some time with. So again, you know, the beginning of part of the month, there's just all this activation, forward movement, immense changes, immense growth, immense awakenings, and fear pouring in and shadow being unmasked. You know, the waters are kind of choppy, but they're very exciting at the same time. And we can feel the currents of change. We can just feel them. And then in the world, we just see more examples of crazy stuff happening. And the empowerment of social movements, the empowerment of social change, the empowerment of transformation that comes when we're fully awake to what's happening and we're just not going to put up with it anymore. And these movements are just roaring. And people who are stuck in the old structures are like, what the hell's going on? Like in North Carolina, the old structure of you know, absolute fear and trying to control what's already changed happened when North Carolina Assembly decided to really discriminate against gays, lesbians, and transgender people. And I think that there was sort of surprise from the old structure of, oh my God, the whole world is upset with us. The whole world changed and they didn't notice that you can't get away with these crazy backroom deals in the middle of the night. It won't be tolerated. And we can see that that's where we are. And I would say that our soul is pretty like that with us too, like our old shenanigans of living really small and not really stepping into the fullness of who we are and not allowing spirit to infuse our lives is also getting frustrated. Not frustrated, but it's like, I'm coming in. I'm making myself heard. I'm making myself known. The level of denial that you're playing in isn't going to stand. So there's this huge rush of this that does bring up our fear. I just want to acknowledge that again. Now, let's talk about Mars going retrograde. Mars is the divine masculine and it's our male energy. So every 2 years, Mars goes retrograde. It will last for 80 days, April 17th through June 29th. And I want you to just understand that what's happening is that imagine that you've got a bow and arrow, and you're used to just shooting the arrows really fast. They're moving forward. This dynamic masculine energy that likes to move forward to ignite change. Now, what happens when you pull the arrow back really slowly and you hold it there? Well, first of all, it's important to recognize that you're preparing for a major forward motion, because when you hold it back like that, when you let go, it goes even further. So what we're doing is we're preparing for the next 2 years of growth in our lives. And how that happens is energetically, the energy moves inward. And so if you are at the beach with your surfboard and the waves are just flat, you have a couple of choices. You could say, God damn it, I came to the beach with my boogie board and my surfboard and there's nothing happening. Or you could just know that the waves are getting ready. They're getting ready. And as long as you know that, you don't have to get mad that they're not, that you're not boogie boarding and surfing, that you're doing, that you're in another process. And if you don't know that, it's very easy to get frustrated and angry, because maybe things aren't moving forward as fast as you want at that point, because the energy, instead of imprinting with the normal forward movement, it's moving inward. So let's talk about how to work with that. First, let's talk about what Mars is. Mars is the masculine in us. It's the divine masculine. It is also our physical energy, our life force, our chi. It is the feeling of things moving forward. Mars likes to take initiative. It is our drive, our action, our sexuality. So what happens when it goes inward, when there it is retrograde, the planet is retrograde, it has an effect on us. It is time for introspection, for self-reflection, for re-evaluation and review, to reassess. My husband is a business coach, and he's always doing this with people. Let's set up your goals. Let's reassess. Let's look at the next 2 years and see, where do you want to be 2 years from now, and what do you need to do now to create that? And also, it's really important to look at, because Mars so much has to do with our vitality, how are you running your energy? What are your energy levels? Where's your life force? If it's low, it's really important to take time to regenerate, to repair, to restore, to rest, to sleep, and not be like, oh my God, go, go, go. Now, I just described to you that we have all this Aries energy. Aries is like, Aries and Mars are resonant. Aries is like, I want to just go, 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 go. I'm going to be really frustrated if I need to rest. And it doesn't mean nothing's going to happen in your life. I don't want you to feel like, okay, for 80 days, nothing moves forward. It will, but it's the energy is just going to be really different. And you all may be familiar with Mercury retrograde. It doesn't mean we can't communicate or we can't sign contracts, but it means that we need to be very careful and very conscious about our communication, and conscious when we're signing contracts that we didn't leave something out, because we're not being imprinted by the planet of communication the way we normally are. So it just takes extra effort. And the best way to work with Mars in retrograde is to tune in to where there are roadblocks or frustrations, which you will notice. In Mars retrograde, you're going to notice where you feel held back, where you feel like things aren't moving forward, and then you want to develop a plan of, how am I going to shift this? Mars retrogrades tend to help us unearth old patterns, the patterns that prevent us from breaking out and moving forward in our lives. And it's very important to just really be very, very conscious about naming them. And it helps us to complete our unfinished business, again, so that we can move forward in our lives. So it's about completing unfinished business, review, reflect, and make a plan for change. Review your goals and make revisions where necessary. Focus on your energy. It's, again, rejuvenate, restore, recharge. What and where are my issues? And how can I make plans to set up structures that will support me over the next 2 years? And what do I need to clear right now as I move, as this arrow moves back and inward into my psyche, so that when I point this arrow over the next 2 years, it can really fly forward. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. It's not horrible. It happens every 2 years or so. It's not good or bad. It's only upsetting if we are frustrated that things aren't moving forward as fast as we want them to. And sometimes when Mars is retrograde, it brings up areas that we feel blocked or frustrated, and we need to discharge them. We need to physically move them through dancing, through singing, through hitting a tennis ball, through, you know, whatever. And it may not be completely rational. So I just wanted to share that with you. And also just to say, Pluto's going to be moving retrograde as well this month. And Mercury's going to be moving retrograde. Now, we're used to Mercury moving retrograde because it happens 3 times a year. And that's going to be April 28th through May 23rd. So again, when Mercury moves retrograde, the imprint of Mercury, with this, the planet that is about communication and connection and networking, it's not imprinting on us in the way we normally feel it. So we, again, it's an inward reviewing of our communication and making sure that when we are communicating with other people that we've been understood, that sometimes we might have to go over things 3 times. Or if we are signing contracts, we just have to make sure that things are as we wish them to be. Doesn't mean we don't sign them. And Pluto going retrograde is April 18th through September 27th. Now, Pluto is the planet of deep transformation. So what we've been working on transforming, we're kind of going back over it during this time and kind of, you know, a deep reflective introspection before we can kind of move past what we've been working on and onto the next. So there's a lot of energy that's moving inward. Even as we are in the profound forces and the profound dynamic of spring and the move. So I would say, you know, the first, you know, 3 weeks of spring, up until, you know, like Passover weekend, you know, the 20th, the 21st, 22nd, there's a lot of dynamic forward movement and change. And then these planets start to move retrograde and we go more inward. And it doesn't mean nothing happens. Particularly things you've already set in motion are going to keep moving forward. It's not the best time to launch something new unless you know, like, yeah, I'm going to the beach and I'm putting my surfboard in the water, but I might have to wait for that perfect wave to, like, really propel me forward. Do you have any questions? Yeah?
What if you've been in a process that's very similar to this already? And I don't know, it's hard to discern what is already going on and what is new because of these particular movements.
That's a really good question. And the question was, how do you discern if you've already been in a process like this? Because a lot of people have, because they've been in Saturn processes, which is a lot like this. I would say it would be another level of reflection, or you might feel like, okay, I'm ready for manifestation, and I'm just going to say it might not move forward as quickly as you want, but then it will move forward. And just keep doing the inner reflection. And again, the first few weeks of April are kind of wild. Forward movement, you know, radical revolutionary change, empowerment of, you know, something that's been like, that's erupting from, or awarenesses that are coming from the past month of the eclipse energy and the deep healing that's been going on. And, you know, definitely the first few weeks, feel free to put things into motion. Just know that, once you do that, there'll be this need for reflection. Anything else? And I do just want to warn you, you're going to have a lot of, you know, like the way the flowers are coming up and expanding and expressing, there's going to be that feeling in you, and commiserate with that feeling is going to be fear coming up around that. And just hold it. Just be present. And so that's, it's a really different energy than we've seen in March, where we had such water. we have so much fire now. And if in your own chart, one way to look at this is what house is this affecting? So, and what, so you can, you know, if you want like a mini reading with me for half an hour, I can tell you what house it's affecting, but you'll kind of know it just by observing your life where, you know, these things aren't that subtle. I don't know if you've noticed that things are getting less subtle psychologically for us. It's not so easy to stay in denial and hide and like, you know, it's like, there's like big neon signs. Turn here. You need to heal this. This isn't working for you anymore. You're done with this. You need to be doing this. You know, it's like, or you don't know who you are or what you're doing. You're releasing, releasing, releasing. You know, we're all, but whatever it is, it isn't subtle. So enjoy this and enjoy pulling that arrow back and redirecting and in anticipation of setting up the next couple of years of your life. Mm-hmm.